You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight, for the first time, we welcome Jade Williams, aka Sunday Girl.
Yay! Hello!
Hiya.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well, yes. Now, you've been around for every year, haven't you? Yes. Sort of doing a thing, because we've heard various bits and bobs about you, but you sort of seem to be coming to the forefront of everyone now.
Tell us some of the people that you've been working with, or have worked with already.
I've got a song, Martin Solveig and I toured together, and I've got a song on his album, which is, he's a genius, so that was easy to do. And then Booker Shade, and I did a little thing for Deadmau5 the other day. I don't know if it's going to be used or not, but like, I signed a publishing deal, so I'm just doing lots of stuff for myself, but then doing other odd bits.
So when you first sort of got signed, was it as a songwriter primarily, or as a singer as well?
No, I got a record deal like maybe 2 years ago now, and that was as like an artist. But I just got my publishing deal. So,
so the fashion thing is still ongoing. This is something that you're massively part of with various different brands, especially Firetrap. In fact, yeah. Mr. Myers, your plugger, was saying that he's seen you on the back of a bus. Apparently,
I know.
How cool is that?
It's so weird. Like, I come out of the studio the other day, and I never ever hear myself anywhere. I see myself, and this bus has gone past, and there's me on the back of it.
Oh,
I didn't know what to do. I went and run down the road trying to take a picture. So it was weird, really weird.
So what's the story there? How are you associated with them?
Well, the fashion thing was a real accident, really. Like, I've always been into my clothes, and I just thought it was an extension of like being creative, sort of thing. And I was going to lots of parties, and people were just taking pictures, and it ended up in some magazines and stuff. So, but then Firetrap, I was at another party of theirs, and I just met all the team, and they said like, let's do it. And I was meant to be the face of it, but I got into the design process of it, so I've designed it as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, you're like literally getting your fingers in all the pies.
Yeah.
Are you going to sort of combine your music and fashion? Are you going to have your songs in, say, adverts for your fashion?
I'd love to do, A song in an advert is always good.
It's always good.
And it's lucrative. Yeah. It's lucrative.
Yeah, exactly.
It can buy you more bags.
So, yeah.
Ellie Goulding's a good example of that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Fife. Thanks very much for coming to see us.
Thank you.
We need to get the song on.
Hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Can you introduce your song for us?
Okay. Hi, I'm Sunday Girl, and this is Love You More.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Professor Green is here.
Hey!
Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
We're good. We haven't seen you for ages.
It has been a while. It's been the last time was the Kate Nash bashing, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a great old time.
you lot started all of that. I won't even take responsibility for it.
That ended up on one of your online videos as well, didn't it?
It was funny, though.
Yeah, it was funny.
And we played you that awful acoustic set she did.
Brilliant
first.
Acoustic set. Amazing.
Where she yelps she like an injured cat.
See, this is where
Sorry.
It begins.
Sorry.
Who can we attack this time?
Have you seen her lately?
I've not. No. I've not seen her. I've not seen Fringe. I've not seen. No, not seen.
That's just as well, really, isn't it?
Well, that's for them, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
For everyone involved.
Yeah.
So welcome
for all
back.
Parties. Thank you.
Let's start with At Your Inconvenience. We got into trouble for playing it.
Wicked.
Obviously.
Yeah. Brilliant.
But
we
now
loved
we can
it.
Play Read
we
All
can.
About It.
Yeah.
And you've not been in trouble
not
for
been
playing
in trouble
that.
No.
That.
No. Perfect. That's good.
We heard Read All About It the same day, I think, that we heard At Your Inconvenience when Martin came in with it and played it to us.
Just a while ago now.
And we literally were on the floor.
Yeah.
In terms of just astonishment and amazement at how brilliant it is.
Because I think it was April.
Seriously, it's just
thank you.
Epic.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely in love with it. And it's got to be number one. It's got to hit number one.
Do you know
it's
what?
Got to do something.
It's scary. Everyone that I've seen today has said that exact same thing. And I'm like, no expectations. Let's just wait and see what happens.
You must have known, though, when you recorded it, and how it turned out that it had something special.
Yeah, it felt right. And it's close to me, but because it's so close to me, because of what I speak about, it's kind of hard to tell exactly what it is. And I've had the song for a year now. So I've heard it so many times, but in that time, it hasn't started grating on me.
Like, why, does your other stuff grate on you?
Maybe one song.
Which one?
Don't know. But if you were to guess, what one would you say it might be?
Need You Tonight.
Yeah, that would be the one.
Because I guess so. That's the, you know, that was the first one that everyone kind of knew you for in terms of the commercial success you've had.
Yeah.
And that's the one you probably performed the most.
Yeah, and so. That is the only reason. I still love the song, and especially for everything that it done for me. You know, I still make songs in that vein, but it just, it winds me up a little bit. Sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes I'm in the right mood for it, other times.
But that's you've got to keep making great music, read all about it.
Are you at the point now where you can ditch it from a set list, or is it just too big?
I'm at the point where I'm thinking about playing it differently.
Okay. A swing version, perhaps.
Jazz version.
Mr. Green does jazz.
Definitely not a swing version. No jazz in my set. Just thinking about how to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's talk a bit about the subject matter of Read All About. It is a very personal song to you. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you're getting a lot off your chest. It's about your relationship with your father, which was very turbulent and very tragic, ultimately.
Yes.
But does that almost make it even nicer to hear such good comments about it and make you feel more proud about the song?
Definitely. And what was amazing for me was how it's connected with people and how quickly it's done that. You know, I've had tweets from people saying that it's made them reach out to their dad or in some cases their mum. You know, obviously everyone's experience is different, but people relate to the emotion in the song and the abandonment, you know, that feeling of loneliness. And that, I think one of the things I said that really struck a nerve was the I wonder what I'd done to make you hate me, which as a kid I actually felt like that because I had no concept of,
you don't understand
why
he
wasn't there. No, so it was just what have I done wrong, you know, which it caused me loads of problems growing up. But it also touches on his widow, you know, and how she came out of the woodwork to say that I tried to cash in on my father's death, which is just inconceivable. I don't know how a person could be that horrible. If she had a genuine problem with me, she would have phoned me up. But she knows there's nothing for her to say to me.
And if anyone's cashing in on his death, obviously, her coming out of the woodwork and saying that,
exactly,
surely
it's her. I'd never ever spoken about her. I had no reason to. She's never been a part of my life. Which I guess was her reason for doing it. She felt like she wanted to be or whatever, but I'm incredibly insensitive. I still can't believe it. I've never seen her since.
But you've got it out in a song, and an amazing one.
You know, I was getting loads of phone calls at that time. What have you got to say about this and whatnot? And I just kept stumm. I didn't, you know, I wasn't going to help her along her way to make more money or turn it into something that it wasn't. And what I say in the song is pretty straightforward.
The video must have been quite tough to recreate, well, to make in the first place. I'm not saying it's a recreation, but I'm guessing there's elements of the story with the family and the young lad.
It was a really hard video to get right because it had to be right. Mm-hmm. You know, there couldn't be any question about what I was trying to convey in it. So there was a lot of looking for the right director, and eventually we ended up working with my first choice, which is Henry Schofield, who I've done 7 videos with now. So we have quite a good rapport. And he is a brilliant director, and there was a lot of backing and forth in between us for the treatment, and then even once the video was shot and the edit, you know, there was near arguments, but you know, from great disagreement came a great result. So
it really works. It sort of hits the right emotions and everything, and I think Emily's vocal on it is really emotional as well. And
can we talk about Emily Sandler for a little while, please?
That woman is so talented.
She's amazing,
incredible, prolific, amazing. Profound voice of an angel, but there's an edge to all of it.
Definitely.
It's not, you know, it's not prissy, it's not pretty, it's real.
It's quite raw, isn't it?
I got a chance to interview her. You were away, I think.
I was in Ibiza, I think.
She's very calm, isn't she? She takes everything in a stride. Mm-hmm. And she's written for some incredible artists.
Yeah,
some
her work is songs. Like, no, there are not many people that write their own songs. Mm. You know, you find someone's got a voice or they can write. Emily has everything. She's going to be huge.
There was a moment when we played Read All About It for the first time where the pair of us were introducing it, and we said that the song itself just kind of encapsulated so much about what was good about British music. Mm. The fact that, you know, your rap, her singing, two big names that have done so well on the British music industry for the last year or so, and obviously Emily's nailed it with Heaven.
Great song.
Felt like we'd turned a corner a little bit, because we have been saturated with Americans for the first 6 months.
Americans, and I think a lot of artists, and there was a reason for it initially, but I think a lot of people that come up from my scene kind of made a great departure from the music that they were making before they crossed over. And I don't think that's done anyone any good.
No, I think a lot of artists have just gone from, say, they're originally, say, hip-hop, R&B, whatever, and then they cross into dance music. And that's been huge, and that is the kind of sound that everyone's buying at the moment. But is that necessarily a good thing? You know, that the music should be able to stand alone by itself, really, without having to involve that element.
Exactly. I mean, the difference would be, like, the exception, I'd say, would be Example, who's made, he makes proper dance music. Yeah. He's really found his voice. Like, that
and
is,
we love him.
That is, exactly, but that's where he sits. For other people, you know, if you're a rapper, rap, there's definitely room for it now. I think people are ready to digest, you know, the realer side of our music. Mm. They've been spoon-fed for long enough.
Do you think it needs to be sort of brought in like a more soft approach? Like, I think with your first single off the album, Actually At Your Inconvenience, it's pretty hard. It's in there. Whereas this one, you've got the vocals in there as well. So it kind of, it's a bit more of a softly approach to it, but you still get the rap element. Or do you think people should just do their own thing and then, you know,
I think, I don't think you can ever call it, because look at Pass Out. That was a creeper. That was around for ages and no one saw that happening. And then when it did, it kind of cast a light on the fact that you can make proper music. You don't have to dress it up.
That's another one we got into trouble for playing by the boss. He rang up halfway through going, "What is this?" I was like, "It's going to be huge."
Yep.
Leave it out, boss.
Yeah, you weren't wrong.
Yeah.
Do you think Love the Way You Lie has set a standard in terms of how people now approach? They're a bit more open-minded about pop music. That was the biggest selling song in the UK last year.
Yeah, and in a lot of places, I think. I always thought that was a weird collaboration. When I heard about it before I heard the song, I was like, Eminem, Rihanna, like, that's not something, that's normally someone you'd be taking the mickey out of, not working with. But the song was incredible, written by Skylar Grey.
Mm. Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah.
She's a big talent as well. She's kind of like Emily Sandé is for the UK in the US.
In America.
Because she writes so many of these big songs, but is hugely talented as well in her own right in terms of singing.
I just think it was an incredibly powerful song, one that rang true for a lot of people.
Mm.
Massive catch line as well.
Did you ever have reservations about releasing Read All About It because you'd have to go into situations where you'd have to talk about the subject matter?
No, I had reservations just because of how close it was to me and how personal it was. I was, you know, am I right to put this out there? But then I think you should always be a little bit uncomfortable and a little bit unnerved by what you're putting out. Otherwise, I don't think you're pushing the barriers at all. And to become complacent is pretty dangerous.
And I think most people would rather hear a song that's personal to somebody than a song that's literally bubblegum pop and means naffle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
a song that just doesn't mean anything. It's just,
it's kind of like the James
lyrics
Morrison
that rhyme
stuff
and that's
moment.
It.
Yeah. The James Morrison album is all written about the death of his father.
Yeah.
And he's going into
and about
interviews,
the birth of his daughter.
Yeah. Where he's having to talk about it.
Yeah. Some days it's easier than others.
Yeah.
Depends how much sleep you've had.
You're tired. You're tired today, aren't you?
Well, I think we need to have some banter.
Well, let's play
Professor
the song
Greed.
First.
So let's get the song on and then we'll have a bit of banter after that. What do you reckon?
I'm all good for banter.
Can you
I'm
up for that? Introduce what will be the UK's number one, dude.
All right, then. The song you are about to hear, ladies and gentlemen, is my brand new single, Read All About It, featuring the lovely Emily Sandé.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Professor Greed is still on In Demand tonight. All right, let's check how showbiz you have become since you were last here. A series of questions. These questions have been answered by various celebrities and pop stars over the last few months or so. First up, Lucy.
Okay, your first question is, have you ever worn sunglasses indoors?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
I think you might have been with us at some point when you've done that as well. Maybe.
It's only showbiz if you're just doing it because you're being a bit of a diva. Were you hungover? In that case, you're allowed.
Oh, yeah, entirely, yeah.
That's fine, then.
That's fine.
That's fine. Have you ever flown in a private jet?
Nope.
Good, good. Easy job.
This isn't very showbiz so far.
Okay. Most showbiz party you've been to. Now, this one has got to have something in it.
Most showbiz party I've been to.
Yeah.
One of the nicest ones was the Dior one. And then we went for dinner at Claridge's.
Now that's posh.
Yeah.
Who was there?
At the party? Who
was there? I can't think. Kelly Brooks, so yeah, it wasn't that.
Yeah, but she goes to everything, doesn't she? It could be showbiz, but she'll always be there. She's nice to look at, though.
She is at your company.
No, not like that. She's pretty, do you know what I mean? But she hasn't got a lot going on up there.
Not so much.
Don't ask her to spell Dior. I think that would be...
She just spelled 2 00 R.
Ever been chatted up by a celebrity?
Was it Kelly Brook?
No.
Is your first name Professor or Green?
She probably would genuinely ask that. Oh, we did have the question, have you seen Kate Nash recently? But I think we covered that off at the start.
I've not.
Pint of lager or a glass of champagne?
I'm not a big fan of either. I just like a nice whiskey. Yeah.
Just like Alex.
You always, yeah. We should have a whiskey
give
night.
Give me a nice whiskey. Yeah.
Whiskey night on the rocks.
Got any under the desk?
Usually
not that time. You're not going to get in trouble
for there was that, a bottle of gin in the studio. I don't know where that went.
Mother's ruined. Doesn't do me any favours either.
I feel so depressed if I drink gin the next day.
Not,
I'm like
happy. It's not, not
close the curtains.
It's not a happy place. Tequila or whiskey?
Talisker's my favourite at the moment.
What's that?
It's from the Isle of Skye.
Oh god, isn't that sounds like an old man whiskey?
You sort me some artwork out and yeah, I'll get right. some Talisker.
That's a deal.
I'll make sure you get some Talisker. Deal. Yeah.
And tequila as well.
Yeah.
Tequila's good. Have you had the Patron, the XL Cafe?
I've not tried it. I'm trying to think who else is telling me about this.
That's my poison at the moment. Yeah.
Is it a good one?
It's good. Really, really good.
Most famous person you got in your mobile?
Most famous person I've got in my mobile? Probably Lil. Yeah.
Oh, Lily. She's doing really well, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Size of a house.
Have you been?
No, but I see, like she's been tweeting about how big she is, and she's just literally sat on the sofa.
Oh, I thought you meant
the size. Oh, the size of her nose. She says she's the size of a house. I spoke to her the other day, and she just had her feet up and was getting quite fed up of not being able to move around and having to waddle. Bless her.
But she must be so happy given what she's been through as well. I think you know no one really deserves it more. Everyone sort of gets behind her, and
yeah, she sounds really happy.
I Amazing. Think if the whole of the UK could be there at the birth, they sort of would be.
Would, yeah. Cheering her on.
Go on, Lils. Go on, girl.
You are quite active on Twitter, but actually the most common theme in your tweets lately seems to be that you're trying to get fit quite a lot. You're always sort of...
I'm running.
Saying that you're going running and you're annoyed with yourself when you don't go running.
I know, it's terrible. Do you know what it is? It's that I've got a hernia.
Ow.
Oh, crap.
Aptly named Henry.
Henry Hernia.
Henry the Hernia.
Love it.
How did you manage that?
I had an operation when I was a nipper. I was 6 weeks old, so I've got a scar from sort of the middle of my stomach round to my side.
Wow.
Quite high up my abdomen, and there's a weakening there. Mm. So, that's where the hernia is.
Does it keep popping out?
Yeah, but because if it's not incredibly noticeable, but because of what's behind it, I have to have the operation done. So I'm not allowed to lift anything. So actually,
have you had it done before?
No.
Okay,
no.
First time.
Yeah, first time. But I need 6 weeks off, so
yeah,
I'm just holding
back. You have to have
back.
A lot of rest afterwards, don't you?
Rest. Can't wait.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
you'll be bored after 3 days.
I will.
Guaranteed.
I get really fidgety. Time off for me is not necessarily the best thing.
And you have to sit still as well.
Yeah, I do. It's going to be.
There's only so much trashy telly you can watch.
And Loose Women.
Loose Women.
Jeremy Kyle.
Oh, no. It makes me angry.
I can't stand the man.
No.
Did you see the YouTube video where the audience threw something at his head? Oh, no, the guy who was being questioned threw the question.
He hasn't had
head.
The most ideal life himself, and he's such a hypocrite.
He really is.
He really is. Within the amount of times he contradicts himself during one episode, like, hands up, I contradict myself as I grow. You know, you have to kind of be willing to do that in order to grow as a person. But I don't do it within half an hour.
Exactly. I can't stand him.
5 days a week.
He's so smug. I actually want to punch the TV whenever I see him on it.
He is a moron.
Yeah.
Possibly my least favourite person.
Yeah.
Total
and
moron.
And also, he's managed to secure himself a show in America as well.
No.
Which
is
really
cool. Actually, no, yeah, they can have him.
Yeah, does that mean we'll get less of him?
Yeah, but you know, there was an element of, what's his face? It was the Jerry Springer, who I didn't really like to begin with when he first came over here. But now you watch Jerry Springer, and Jerry Springer is just taking the mick out of the whole thing. And it's funny now.
Yeah.
But Jeremy Kyle's got no sense of humour about himself.
None.
No. He's scary. I don't like him. I put him in room 101 straight away and never let him out.
Who else would be in there?
Kate Nash. There's quite a few, but I won't carry on because I don't want to keep offending people.
Will Emily go on tour with you, do you think?
Yeah.
We'll definitely do some shows together. Yeah, I know she's working up towards her own. So as long as she can make it, she'll definitely do some shows. I mean, we just done a performance for T4 together. And not long ago, we did. I had a one-off show in London at Somerset House.
Nice.
Which was
lovely.
Nuts. Yeah, I'm not sure Churchill would have approved of it.
I would have loved it. He's toe raving in his
toe rag in a puma tracksuit. But cigar. That was incredible. We had a 12-piece string section.
Oh.
And Emily came out for that, and that was hard to perform. Normally I can switch into autopilot, but them cellos really.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get the emotions flowing. That was hard.
Would you ever go on something like X Factor if they asked you to do that? And perform, not judge.
Yeah, I'd perform. I'm kind of torn with X Factor though, because it changes the playing ground, doesn't it? It makes it a little bit more.
It makes it harder for artists like you to a certain extent.
Yeah, and I just think if you go on there, you're 12.5 million sheep. What can another artist possibly do to compete with that?
Yeah.
So I do think, and it's not really about the music. It kind of seems to be about humiliating some really unfortunate people in the beginning weeks.
That woman who's on last week, that Kerry at the end, they devoted like 7 minutes, which is quite a long time if you're watching an hour long show.
Yeah.
And she's clearly not right.
No, it's not. I don't.
And they just took the mic.
As much as you can laugh at some of it is generally funny. Yeah, other stuff I think is just a bit too far, and they do take advantage of people. Mm. And then you have the music that they churn out from artists that
all happen to be on Simon's record label.
Yeah, do you see what I mean? So really, it's just a way to make money for his record label. I don't really think.
It's weird, isn't it? Because you think it would go in a cycle where people were starting to get tired of it now, but actually, last series seems to have bred more successful charts.
I think the panel is better than it ever has been.
Oh, Kelly Rowland's hilarious.
Kelly Rowland, Talisa, wicked.
People who actually, and Talisa, you know, she's fought for what she's got.
Yeah, entirely. Yeah. It's wicked Kelly, to see someone.
Part of Destiny's Child, she'd have been through the same thing as well. And Barlow, he's had a rough few years.
But I think with Talisa especially, though, because you know, people look up to her, people look at her and think, she, you know, she didn't have the best start to life or whatever.
No, but she's got what she wants for, you know, through working damn hard for it. So hats off to her.
But the song is out during live shows, so a Sunday night special.
I think
with all the cellos and Emily as well, that'd be pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it would be awesome.
You'd get a wall of fire, I'm sure.
I'm not signed to Psycho, am I?
No.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Jamiroquai wasn't. He did it last year.
Yeah, but Jamiroquai, isn't he? It really was.
Oh, God. Danny and Cheryl hated him.
They literally did this.
Really?
Yeah, because apparently he was really rude beforehand about them.
Ouch.
That's JK.
Well, it's become the new. The live shows are a bit like the new Top of the Pops to a certain extent, aren't they?
I don't think you're going to need it, though.
No.
A lot of the artists who go on there are on the record label, and actually, probably some of them are a bit like, ooh, I might not do so well. I mean, look at Shane Ward. He's got to number 9. Didn't get to number 1, did it? Bless him. But they put him on there. The only reason it got to number 9 is because he went
it was
on
the show.
But I don't think you'll need that. The strength of the song is there in itself.
Who knows?
But if they ask you, you wouldn't say no.
No, I would do it. It's promotional.
Absolutely.
Why is it, you know, you can't, I don't think there's anything else you can do in England.
No, there isn't. That's the thing. There's nothing on TV that can expose you to the extent that
They need to bring back Top of the Pops.
Something's missing, isn't it?
Yeah.
They need to bring back Top of the Pops or something similar.
Especially with all the British talent at the moment.
Yeah. Exactly. You
know, we're running our own charts.
Maybe we need to like set something up here. We need to like get a load of people in a room and go, right.
Start a competition for Top of the Pops.
So
yeah,
do a session for us.
Yep.
Pixie did one recently. Yep. Not the best comparison, to be honest. But we videoed it.
No, listen, I'm just...
We videoed it.
And breathe.
It went online. 40,000 people have now watched Pixie's performance from this room.
One song.
She didn't even sing that good.
She did.
Yeah, it was all right. Once we auto-tuned it, it was... Are you going to release the song with Ed Druitt on it? Because we
love Ed Druitt.
Ed's wicked. I do believe Never Be a Right Time is going to be the second single. It's the first ballad that I've written. Yeah.
Oh, it's a ballad.
Mm. Amazing. And what's this one about?
It's a really nice way of saying it. I've had enough. I've had one eye on the door for a little while anyway. And
so I'm about your bromance with Ed.
I'm on out.
Time for a new bro.
Yeah. Time for a new mate. Can only have one at a time. Yeah. It's a quite considerate way of saying, you know, when you get to that point in a relationship where it has reached its end, but the last thing
you
want to
do
is lose your best friend, but
absolutely,
you don't feel that way for them anymore. But you have to dig deep enough to find the courage to actually do the decent thing and not waste any of their time.
Yeah.
And Royster 5 What is it?
Royster 5'9". Yeah. It's quite obvious, Alex. It's written in front of you.
I know it is, but when we've played lighters in the past, I've accidentally said 5'9" for some reason.
You'd hope he is, because otherwise he's lying. No one likes a liar.
Nobody likes a liar.
What's Nightmares like? Is it good?
Quite like a frightening man, to be honest with you.
What's that one like in terms of a song?
That's the one that the lovely lady, Phoebe, who does my press, is probably going to have a little bit of trouble explaining.
Okay.
Nightmares. Yeah.
It's called Nightmares.
For a reason.
Yep, pretty much.
Him and Eminem together with Bruno Mars, that was a good song as well.
Yeah. It's all right.
Mars barely exists.
He only exists because other people exist.
Well, not even like that. I'm not talking musically. Like, I bumped into him in the toilet, of all places. And, like, he comes up to practically there, tiny. Like, the middle of my chest, really including Quiff.
Yeah, tiny, that's 4 inches tall.
That's why he's bringing back. I think that's why he's bringing back the doo-wop sound, so he can wear those quality, like, massive shoes that they wear.
Get the Cuban heels, borrow them off Simon Cowell. He'll be all right. He wears them, though, doesn't he?
I'm definitely not going on X Factor, am I?
He's performed here as well.
Simon Cowell?
No, Bruno. With Travi, they did Billionaire together.
They did. That was quite amazing.
Good people's.
Travi, yeah. It's like Bruno's down here.
Travi's massive, yeah. No, I toured with him years ago when he was with Gym Class and we kept in touch. He's cool, man. Good
they got a new song out as well with Adam Levine on it. Have you heard that?
No.
Stereo Hearts.
That's
good.
Really good.
They're coming over. They are, yeah. Are they coming over soon. Before the year's out, they're touring. What might be the last Gym Class tour in England.
Oh, we need to get them back here.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Good lads they are.
And get you back here as well.
Yep. Well, book me for a session. You haven't asked me. I haven't had a request come through.
Yeah. We have asked.
Are we going to talk about it later?
Yeah. Oh, right. It's your fault,
it's
is
Finny.
It? Is it?
Oh, blame Finny. Oh.
Finny's fault, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, come on. In fact, do the session.
Yep.
Do a live show with us.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dappy's doing this tomorrow night.
Wicked.
And then we'll go out on the whiskey afterwards.
And tequila.
As long as it's you might be on tour at that point.
That perhaps. Could work. I'm in Manchester at some point.
Yeah.
2nd of December.
Let's go out on the lash.
What, you've got to perform the next day, though.
Yeah. I can have a couple.
But it's only Preston.
Example does it. He manages all right.
It's only Preston. Mate, Preston is important, degrees. Too. Why would Preston not be important?
Exactly.
It's very important.
That's like saying Leamington Spa's not important. Patch. Or Lincoln. They're all important.
You get to go to Rock. Have you performed at Rock City before in Nottingham?
Yes.
Rock City is amazing.
Rock City's
amazing
wicked.
Sound system.
Yeah. I got put in a headlock by Mr. Jam and dragged off stage because I was doing a live gig for Radio 1 and I might have sworn. Despite all the pieces of paper attached to the floor saying, do not swear live on radio. I was young.
This is going to encourage you to do it more, though, isn't it?
It kind of spurred it on, and I'm a freestyler, so it just sort of happened. But
it happens, it's fine.
You're going to have to bleep that out. That was a good one.
Sorry, we're going to have to bleep out Radio 1 as well.
Because in commercial radio, that is also a swear word.
It doesn't exist. Professor Green, thanks very much for coming.
Thank you so much.
Best
for having
of luck
me
with
back.
The song. You won't need it, but thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you.
Yay!
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and Tinchy Strider is live with us tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go,
Tinchy. Yeah, yeah. Yes, thank you. Oh, yeah. Dear.
Got headphones now. Happy man.
They do work, don't they?
Yeah, they do work. They do work.
Okay. We saw you at the Mobos. That was a week ago. How frightening is that?
It's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy. Like, day by day, I feel like, whoa, what's that? Just everything happened so fast, but I'm loving it.
This time last week, you probably just got on stage and collected your Mobo Award?
Yeah.
Just
yeah, I think.
O'clock.
Let me see. What's the time? Yeah, maybe.
Maybe
it's a bit.
It started about
bit
halfway.
It's a bit later.
Oh,
it started
yeah, it
about
half
eight.
Yeah.
So it's probably like an hour after there.
But you were that close. You were probably sat at your table having a few drinks.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, because I was hosting backstage.
Oh, no, you were hosting. Yeah,
so I didn't get a minute to sit at my table. I did for a minute, and then I was gone again, just in and out, in and out.
How did it feel?
Yeah, one for Spaceship with Dappy.
With Dappy, yeah. You know what, that felt good. Like I was saying, that was my fifth year. This has been my fifth year. I've been nominated every year. For then I'm thinking, at least let me have one. 1 year, finally I got one for that Spaceship. And that's one of them videos where when we're shooting it, loads of time when you're shooting a video, I guess you sit down with your label and everyone else. But this was just like me. I'm like, this is how I want it. This is what we're doing. And then I want a Mobo for it. So
amazing.
Yeah. There's a round of applause.
Yeah,
for
it was well deserved. It took long enough.
Thank you.
And Dappy's already got loads. So
he's got loads of Mobos.
He said the only one he hasn't got is Jazz, didn't he? That's what he told us afterwards. He was like, the only one I haven't got is for the Jazz category. I was like, go make a Jazz album.
Yeah, he should maybe make one.
He could qualify for Gospel with that bit at the end of No Regrets.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe next year he'll get that.
Maybe he can pick that up.
Where have you put your Mobo?
My Mobo, do you know, I'm in two minds. I don't know. I feel like gonna leave it at my mum's.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, because she's always like, no, you're gonna win one. You're gonna win one.
She's proud.
She's proud, so I might just leave it at my mum's.
Did you give her a call as soon as you won?
Yeah. Do you know what? As soon as I won, and then like when I had a minute to look at my phone, I had so many missed calls and texts, and yeah, the family was showing love.
Aww.
Yeah.
Did you party hard?
Afterwards. I was a bit, remember I was telling you I didn't really feel too well, but I partied halfway hard.
Yeah, because we saw you beforehand in your hotel and you'd got a bit of a cold. So.
Yeah.
But you were feeling good enough to go out and have a quick drink.
You just have to. Yeah, exactly. You've got to get on the Sinex, get yourself sorted, get yourself clear and everything, you know.
Yeah.
And then once the Mobos are over, go out and have a few drinks.
Go out and then wake up the next morning needing some more Sinex.
crack on it again. Yeah. All right, we're going to chat more over the next half hour or so. Tinchy, can you introduce your brand new song for us right now, though, mate?
Yes. Right now, it's me, Tinchy Strider. This is my brand new single featuring Calvin Harris and Burns. It's called Off the Record.
In the Band Wednesday with Alex and Lucy, and Tinchy Strider is live with us tonight before Allah Black play Tinchy's brand new song with Calvin Harris and his mucky fingerprints all over it.
Yes.
Sounding amazing.
Thank you.
How's working with Calvin?
Do you know what? It's actually cool because I remember I was like, I want a track from Calvin, and then me and him, we've always had a relationship where he's always like bantering, joking about each other, and then he was like, you know what, Tinch, I'll send you something over. And then it was a little while. He's like, he ain't sent nothing. I'm like, yo, what's happening? And he sent me like four or five tracks. And then like a month after, he's like, okay, what's going on? Are you going to record one? I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to check it. And then I picked one. I went in the studio. I put an idea down, sent it back to him. He's like, well, I love it. And then, you know, I went back, finished it off, and then off the record.
Amazing.
Yay. Yeah. And it's awesome. We love it.
Thank you.
All right. We've been taking questions on twitter.com/AlexandLucy for Tinchy this evening. You prepared for some of these, mate?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. You've got 60 seconds to get through as many as you can with Lucy posing the questions.
Okay, I've got 60 seconds, right?
Yeah.
It begins now.
Terry says, will you ask him if anyone has sang Tinchy Winchy Strider climbing up the spout to him?
Loads of times.
Oh, of course they have. This is from Amy. Who is the person you'd most like to sing with?
Adele.
Okay, Laura Jones wants to know, do you fancy Rihanna?
Yeah, I love Rihanna.
Emily, if you had to take three things to a desert island, what would you take?
I'd take my phone, my laptop, and my headphones.
Amazing. Dan Evans, how do you have your Nando's?
I like it medium.
Okay, Kelvin Adams, who do you think will win this year's X Factor?
Who do I think? I don't know, but I hope... is it Misha?
Yes!
Yes, Misha.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Gina says, what's it like being famous?
It's hard. No, I love it.
And Chloe Barrett, what's the most embarrassing thing you've done?
Most embarrassing thing? I don't know, man. I guess one time I got on stage and then I forgot one whole verse, but luckily the crowd saved me. They were singing it back and then
amazing.
It helped me, yeah.
And
yeah.
This is the final question because I can hear it running out. Georgie says, if you had to be an animal, which one would you be?
I don't know, maybe like a lion or something.
A tiger, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, one of them tiger lions, yeah.
A tiger lion. That's my tiger favourite lion. Animal.
Yeah, tiger lion, that's a new animal yes. right there. Tiger lion, that's
what
me.
What would you be, Alex?
A lion tiger. What would you be?
A duck-billed platypus.
Okay.
It's my favourite animal.
It's your favourite animal. Yeah. Okay.
They're pretty cool. They look really crazy.
They look like, great.
Half
but they're quite poisonous.
Okay.
I'm not poisonous.
You don't look poisonous.
No, I see. Thanks, Tim.
Are you responsible for these flowers that Lucy received today?
No, it's from Robin Hood.
Robin Hood. What the hell?
Robin Star in a Hood.
In the in-demand HQ this afternoon, phone rings, delivery for Lucy. So she comes down to reception, gets it. Two boxes of chocolates and flowers from Robin Hood.
And it says, like, with respect and your friendship. Yeah. And like, friendship. Who are you? I don't know who it is.
A bit sinister.
It is a bit. Do you think? Respect we want to know who friendship.
It is. Thought it might have been you.
Me?
Paving the way for this evening.
Would you have got me flowers like that?
No, I would have got they've been a bit different. They're cool, but they've been a bit better than that.
Yeah. Right.
They're quite autumnal, though.
It's actually really nice to get flowers, but yeah, you know, it's a lovely thought, whoever sent them. So thank you very much.
We're going to play the brand new song from JLS, and then we're going to talk about your appearance on Celebrity Juice.
Okay.
Is that right? Okay, this is JLS.
Yeah, I'm prepared.
On In Demand. The brand new single for JLS on In Demand is Take a Chance on Me. First time Tinchy's heard that tune. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I like it. It's got a cool vibe to it, man. I like it. I like that.
Does it make you want to put on like a winter knit?
It makes me feel like I want to, you know, when you just, yeah, like that. You feel like you want to sit back and listen to some nice music. That's what it feels like, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, cold night. Starring the hood hoodie on.
Lucy
on her down days is never out of your sweatpants.
I was telling
not
you.
Yours personally.
The ones you sent us.
The one that you sent us.
Oh, I was going to say.
I was wearing them on the bus on the way to the gym today.
Excellent.
Okay, I need to get you some more.
Yay! That'd be amazing. Oh, they are, seriously though, the comfiest things ever because they're really furry on the inside.
Yeah, they really are, innit? Yeah. And then you feel like you don't want to come out of them.
It's literally like, just pull them up.
What's
you should do onesies.
I should do onesies.
Onesies.
I like that. Onesies.
Yeah.
We just say all in one.
Yeah, exactly.
Onesies. I like that. That's my new one.
There we
onesies.
What is the next stage of the Tinchy business plan?
Yeah.
Onesies.
Onesies. Sorted here. You can never come away from an interview with me and Luce and not have a good
idea. Always got ideas.
It's usually Lucy who comes up with them, isn't it, to be fair?
Well, I try.
It's be on your payroll.
He's an entrepreneur, Alex.
Thank you.
Always needs new ideas.
Yes.
Have you sent Beyonce and Jay-Z congratulations?
Do you know what? Like, when I was so happy for them. I thought, yeah, man, like, everyone said she'd done it so right. Boyfriend and then married and had pregnant now, you know. So, yeah, I send my congrats, my love, whole family, everyone.
It's yours, really, isn't it? It's not Jay-Z.
Off the record. I keep that.
Apparently, it's not even there. There were photos of it yesterday. Yeah. Flapping around.
Do you know what? I saw some of them photos and when I was getting told, I didn't believe it, but I don't know. It must be there.
I'm sure it's there.
Unless people were telling they put some padding to make it look a bit bigger than it actually is. Yeah,
because they said they thought that she did that at the MTV Awards, didn't she? Because she sort of pulled her jacket open and showed off. But do you know what? She's having a baby.
Yeah, that's what everyone just be happy. Everyone's worrying about. Yeah, she's having
massive
a baby.
Conspiracy theory. It'd be like when Katie Holmes had her child and then she disappeared for a bit, didn't she?
Oh dear.
But I'm pretty sure there's actually a baby.
And when it's born, obviously they're going to call it Tinchy Junior.
Tinchy Junior. I'm going to speak to Beyonce. We're going to come. We're going to make
hook up.
Yeah, we're going to hook up the name. You know. Halfway. So we're going to do it.
Okay.
You were on Celebrity Juice, which you've been on before.
I haven't. That was my first time.
Oh, that was your first
time?
That was my first time on it.
It was
a couple of weeks ago when you filmed it. I think we saw it maybe last week or something like that.
Yeah.
And they kind of took advantage of you a little bit.
They kind of did take advantage of me a little bit.
You had Keith Lemon Sausage flapping around on your arm.
Oh, that sounds so wrong.
No, but that sounded really wrong.
No, he had a genuine sausage.
I know he had a sausage.
He had a sausage in his hand. That sounds wrong again.
Was it a Cumberland?
I don't know. I couldn't see. I was like, he had a thing called Keith's relaxation parlor where you're laying down and your head's like, you can't see nothing. You can just feel things. And I'm thinking, like, what's this? And then my arm started feeling wet. He put some cream and then... I was thinking, whoa, like, what is this? And I was thinking, this is getting a bit too much. And he's like, I was just saying, I hope this is Holly doing this.
And he had a vacuum cleaner.
I didn't want to speak about it.
Whoa.
But, sir, you took it in such good. You handled it really well.
I handled it. At first, I thought, like, what is this? There's something going out the back of my top. What is this? I was trying to work it out. And then, you know, my top felt like it was getting pulled off. Okay, something sucking my top off. And then... Next thing I know, it started like near my waistline, and I'm gonna stop right there.
Yeah, it's the right place.
He's a feisty
right
one, that kid.
You got to sit a few yards away from Holly for a few hours. I'm guessing she's a lady.
She's man, and she gave me a kiss on at the end. We had a little kiss and hug at the end. Yeah, I like her. She's cool.
She's
really
nice,
down to earth. Yeah,
she's
I like
lovely.
Her.
But you were on Fern's team, which is
I was on Fern's team. Yeah, Fern's my people.
I feel sorry for her though because he always calls her nostrils.
Yeah,
All right, this is David Guetta on In Demand. Tinchy's live with us tonight. David Guetta and Who's That Chick? In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Pixie Lots on the way pretty soon. And our record of the week from Cher Lloyd. Tinchy, thanks very much for coming to see us tonight, mate.
Yeah.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
The single is off the record. It's the 6th of November.
Yes.
What's the plan between now and Christmas? You going to tour? Any live dates?
Now and Christmas. Yeah, I'm touring from the 9th of November to the 13th, like a 5-day like intimate tour, roller coaster tour it's called. And I'm going to be in Liverpool, Manchester, London, Norwich. And what's the fifth? Nottingham. Last but not least, yeah.
Okay.
I'll be with them, please. Gonna be fun, man.
Are you testing new material at these shows?
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna nice do a couple one. Things off the new album, man. You know, it's gonna be a ride, roller coaster.
Any
yeah.
special guests appearing with you? Potentially.
That's where it's gonna be special.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Keith Lemon sausage.
Keith Lemon.
Nah.
You'd be like, all right, you're bank daddy.
And have you confirmed any artists for the album? Any guest
for
appearances?
But you know what? The first two singles, obviously, Spaceship Dappy's on there, Calvin Burns, and then you know my next single. I don't know if I can really say it just yet,
but
oof, you know what?
Are you gonna tell?
I could tell you the name of it. I could tell you the name of it. Bright Lights. It's called Bright Lights. Bright Lights. Yeah. Right, let's.
CeeLo.
Oof.
Biggest hit. Mate, it's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll see you before Christmas.
Yes, definitely will. And I hope you like the flowers.
Yeah. Thanks, Tinge.
Thanks for appreciation for these efforts.
I said thanks.
There you go. Tinge Strider, thanks, man. Podcast.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.